Here's a thought about finding versus making. Now, one of the oldest debates in all of photography is the eternal question about do we take photographs or do we make photographs? And of course, you can go round and round and round with this, and probably it'll never be decided for sure. But I'm going to put a little spin on that and ask, do we find photographs or do we make photographs? Let's talk about how we find a photograph. You're wandering around out in the landscape. Let's say you're a landscape photographer and you're looking for something to photograph, and all of a sudden there's something that you decide to photograph. Did you find that or did you make it? I think there's a fundamental difference, and it makes all the difference in the world. Because if what you've done is find a photograph, the question is, why did you find that particular composition? What was there about that composition that attracted your attention? Is it because you've seen it before? Because it's a cliche? Because it follows the rules? Because it's what a picture is supposed to look like? Because it's what that genre of photography seems to present with regularity? Therefore, it fits with comfort, and you're going to make that picture and share it with the world. You found something that is, how do I put this? That's not unique, not you, not internally motivated, but rather is something that simply fits the pattern and the mold as perfectly as possible. Is that art making or is that trophy gathering? I think that's a fundamental question for all of us, because if you consider yourself an artist, then that kind of approach is probably less of interest. If you're interested in making art out of something that isn't necessarily seen as art, that isn't cliche, that isn't a rule-following composition, that becomes a greater challenge. And when you're successful at it, it's probably that you will have made something that's more worthy. We could debate this forever. And like taking and making, there's probably no answer. But it is probably worth thinking about whether we take or make, whether we find or make, and what the implications are of those subtle shifts in psychology.